You're listening to Clouser on Business. Thanks for coming back. I'm Clouser, your host. Glad you're with us today. I've really appreciated all the kind comments regarding our last podcast titled On Gardens and Cabbage. Some heartfelt thoughts shared there about my upbringing. And again, I just have a true appreciation for all of you that may be working two or more jobs to make ends meet. Just remember, perseverance will pay off. Hey, well, Heidi's back with me today after being away for a while. Welcome back, Heidi.
Hi, Clouser. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. So what's happening in your life?
Lots. 2017 has started out with a bang. So Hope everybody's having a good, productive year so far.
Yeah, well, hope so, too. Hey, so you have a question from one of our listeners that they wanted us to answer. You want to share that?
Yeah, I sure do. The question from one of our listeners was, how do I stay current with things that impact my business?
Well, that's a broad question, but it's a good question.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, It is broad, but I guess if you're a business owner or someone who is taking part in the management team, how do you stay current? How do you know you're relevant in the marketplace? Those are good questions.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think, my focus went that direction and a couple of others as well. But the first thought that came to my mind was to look to the industry you're in for information. Most industries have national or state or local organizations that promote the industry via some method. Oftentimes there might be industry-sponsored trade publications that publish monthly or quarterly magazines, and I guess in today's world that might come to you in an e-version of some sort or the other.
Yep.
But that's where I would look first for information, because you would hope that everyone in the industry would be looking to, improve or have the latest data just to stay ahead of things. So,
yeah, I think if you're not reading any publication within your space, you're kind of behind the curve. I would even up the ante a little bit there and say not only read those publications, but you can set up news alerts on your computer by keyword just so that you don't miss anything. So, and we can get to this in a minute, because I think that when you and I talked a little bit earlier about some of the exciting things, thoughts that we would throw around, this may come up. But one thing, read those publications, because you know your competitors are going to be reading them, right?
Yeah, and I think the thing I found in my past with those type of publications, not only did it keep you up on what was happening in the marketplace, kept us up on what other people of, similar businesses, like I had a distribution business, so I was always interested in how someone across the country on the other side of the country did things and how they overcame and, worked through some things. So,
yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah. Next thing that came to my mind was, do you know who your competition is? Seems strange, but if you don't, you need to find out. But a great way to find out what's going on in your industry is to see what your competitor's doing. And, just because you have a competitor doesn't mean you can't have a friendly competitor, right?
That's absolutely correct. And, knowing, what's the phrase, know thy enemy? Well, maybe that's a little bit true, because you've got to know what other people are doing, even if they're not really your enemies. I mean, I think more often than not, if you know them a lot and you're all working in the same space, you're going to be a little bit friendly somehow. And that goes from, I think, the field that you've worked in or the fields. But I definitely know that that's the way it is in the research field and has also been in the healthcare field. So I know a lot of different industries, you've got to just know what your competition is doing. And it's a healthy thing to be interested in what they're doing.
Yeah, well said. I can we change that other saying, like, keep your customers close, but your competitors closer?
Yes, that's perfect, actually.
Yeah, well, you never know what you can find out by, going having a coffee or maybe going to lunch, with your competitor. Something might just come up, in a passing comment. Might pick up a tidbit or two, but I certainly wouldn't approach it like, hey, I'm going to go after specific information. I don't think that's really
It's not going to get you very far in learning anything about what they're doing. And sometimes when you share learnings, and this is where I was going too, sometimes you may depending on the industry, share employees back and forth because the way the industry shifts. Yeah. And so you've got to keep a really positive relationship. But, you know, the more you can know and learn from each other, that's how industries innovate constantly. And so maybe somebody's doing something in one way and you can learn from them and make something maybe like that, but not replicate it, but like it, kind of work within your own company. So,
right. Yeah, well, and the market in most industries is a pretty big piece of pie. So, you know, so what if you do share information and if you come from a standpoint of best practices or providing the best services, you know, to your customers, you know, you're just going to be that much better anyway. So,
yep, yeah. Benefits everybody.
Yeah. Another thing that I was thinking about was pay attention to your local market because and just see how that compares with the national or world market because everything's kind of got to be adjusted for what's happening in your local region and the uniqueness to the region, I think. You know, just because an industry has certain national data, there you know, there's going to be anomalies, some uniqueness to where you're operating from.
Yeah, that's 100% right. So I've worked in a couple of different companies that were had nationwide presence, but had a very regionalized, like 4 or 5 state particular region. And this is back when I was doing this very work for them in business intelligence. And, you know, it's really important to understand the local markets that each individual state or local market, however you wanted to define that, would be. But it's also really important to see your relevance and how you're doing against the entire country and, as you said, around the world, because you never know what types of trends are going to impact your business one way or the other. So that you need a full spectrum picture of things if you're going to be a really smart manager and business owner, I think.
Yeah, well, and the reason you want to compare and, you know, take a look at where the data is coming from, because I can speak, say, for the transportation industry. You know, fuel cost in the Midwest a lot of times are a lot different than fuel costs on the West Coast. And
that's a great point. Yeah,
and you wonder why fuel that's close to the refineries are more expensive than
exactly. And that's a really great example too, where it's you need to look at the global market, not just what's happening in your regional market.
Yeah. Hey, another source of information is your lender or your banker. I mean, they lend to almost every industry, and so they're on top of what's going on there. And so I would reach out, ask them for some, their latest research results, because I know they have it. You just need to ask for it. And on a financial side, they'll look at balance sheets across the, a lot of profit and loss statements. Is combined for industry or type of business, and they have the information, but sometimes you just have to go ask for it.
Well, and that's one of those things where I was a little bit hesitant in my role when I was doing business intelligence. People are more than happy to share things, even white papers of other businesses around you. It doesn't hurt to ask. That's one thing that I've learned in gathering information and as a researcher for a while. The worst thing they can say is, hey, I don't have that, or I can't give that to you. It's proprietary or whatever. But, most often, as you just said, they'll be more than happy to share that with you. And you never know what you're going to learn when people talk to you about certain things. And I'm a big proponent of, the more information you have at all times, the better decisions you can make. And you don't have to use all of that information all of the time, but be informed at least.
Yeah, well, that's right. Hey, I want to back up one thing too, in addition to the trade journals and those type of things. But, attend trade shows. If maybe you have to participate in them, but if you don't, attend trade shows, see what's out there, see what the new products are. Go to some of those regional meetings where there might be some sort of forum on a particular thing. I mean, depending on what industry you're in. But, if you're affected by fuel cost, if you're affected by, certain other things that comes from the changes in the world today, maybe something happens in the Middle East or something that will affect what you pay for something, or it's going to cost you a little bit more, try to stay up and you know, and listen to a podcast too. That's a good.
Right? It's always good.
Yes. And the other
news
thing,
comes in all forms.
That's right. The other thing I would encourage you to do is just do your own research. Many large companies pay for research for this very reason. You know, and Heidi has a great level of expertise in this area. And what additional light can you shed on that?
Yeah, well, as I said before, I had a position that was carved out just for me at one point. In what they called information curation, and that was literally to do business intelligence and figure out what the company needed. And, you know, this was for a slightly larger company, but I would say even small businesses could have a good, even if it's only a person who's doing this part-time, if you've got somebody who knows how to kind of wrangle information together, can put together small reports. You know, in my position, it was really important to gather all of this data together, to have for quarterly reports, for board reporting, all of that. It was really good food for thought when you're a business leader and you come into a format like that and you have everything at your fingertips. So I would put everything in binders and say, okay, well, here are the numbers, here's the practical information, here's the on-the-ground information, here's a summary of, you know, takeaways of all the articles. I mean, I consume information at a fast rate, but they want bullet points. So I would read tons and tons of information and summarize them down into smaller points. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously you're not, if it's good to read as much as you possibly can, but if you have the opportunity to hire someone at your company who can do a lot of that kind of, I say, culling down of information into bite-sized chunks that are really important, that's also kind of a good asset to have within your company if that's feasible.
Yeah, and they're out of all that data, there just may be a few things you need there. But so, Heidi, for say maybe a small business owner that, you know, maybe doesn't have the resources or the department to go to say, hey, what do we know about this? How does a guy or gal,
yeah,
do that at that level?
Yeah, I would say that the things that are really important to you, like I said, you can set up certain news alerts, and that could be done via Google. It could be done via various other things. You could go to your favorite publication or your trade publications, and you can set up news alerts so that certain keywords, when they pop up in articles, then you can have them sent to you directly. So you don't have to read hundreds of thousands of magazines to get to like the top keywords that you're looking for. Now, in that respect, I would say if you are doing this and you don't have someone to help you, be really smart about the keywords that you're putting in so that it's something that really resonates within your company, because then you'll get kind of the best results that will be topical for you and something that you can actually use. You don't want to have to read things that you cannot actually use, and it's just a waste of your time. But yeah, be smart about it is my point.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I would actually spend maybe 2 hours thinking through with your staff or with yourself or someone you trust how to set that up. And then once you let it fly, it's much easier than struggling through doing that every month or every week.
Yeah. I found also it's good to have, this is why it's good to network with people, is there's been countless people in my life that's helped me through things because they just knew something that I didn't know. So it's good to be around smart people, experienced people. And if you can't do what Heidi's describing, then maybe you can find someone who can, you know, help you find that information that you need. But yeah, I owe a lot of thanks to a lot of people that helped me be successful in some areas. So another thought I had is I have several professional resources available that allow me to stay current. Now, not every update is pertinent, so I have to, like what you were saying, I had to filter things out. But it does give me an indication of what's going on. I mean, you know, at least if I see this or that, I'll know what it is or be aware of it. If it's going to affect, you know, how I'm buying something or how what it might affect the market price on things or whatever. Mm-hmm. Another thing is just have a good, reliable news source. I know, it seems to be a quagmire out there right now with what's reliable, not reliable, but there are reliable sources. You just got to find it. So I would find that source for your local area, for your national. And if you happen to be in an industry that's, offshore type of company, then, do your homework and find that information. But stay up on your local business markets. Have a general idea who the key companies and players are where you do business. Because if you see somebody that's a pretty prominent player going some direction, it's probably good to find out what they know maybe that you don't know.
Yeah, and that's all directions. So it could be north, south, but it could be diversifying going east or west too. So knowing any sort of information about them, I think, is really important. So that's, I think, a great point that you brought up that should be highlighted.
Yeah, and if you sell, if you're, say, for instance, you're a manufacturer or you're a service provider, be sure you know what's going on in your customer's business and your vendor's businesses too. Because if you don't, you could be setting yourself up for some catastrophic failure if they go south on you, or maybe they change the way they're going to do business and you've committed a bunch of resources to them. All of a sudden, you can be the company without the chair, so to speak, when the needle's taken off the record. So, but keep current on what's affecting your business outside the products or services you're providing. It's just another reason why you need to participate in local business community events.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Great point.
Yes, well, Heidi, any parting ideas or other thoughts on the topic?
No, I would just say I think that, intelligence is key. Knowing and knowledge and having as much information as possible is probably the best way to go. And being smart about how you can get that in any way, shape, or form, depending on the size of your business, is up to you. But I would say do it. It makes probably make you and your life a lot easier.
Yeah. Hey, well, it's good to have you back today. Hey, well, thanks for being with us today. Hope the discussion's been helpful. Thanks to our listener for the question. We're out of time for today. Remember, you can catch us on iTunes. Hey, and please post a review there. We need your comments and help there. Other people would like to hear your feedback also. On Podbean, Stitcher Radio, and now TuneIn, and always at clouseronbusiness.com. Well, all for now. You've been listening to Clouser on Business.